This is Christy Whitman. I actually am so excited to get into this conversation. And it's an important conversation to have because the way I really serve and help heal people is because I am a channel. And I want to talk about what is a channel and who is it that I am channeling. They're called the Quantum Council of Light. If you read The Desire Factor, you saw that at the beginning of each chapter, there was a quote from the Quantum Council of Light. So I'm going to explain a little bit more who that is and how I became a channeler and what my experience has been. So this is going to be a really cool story for some of you. It's going to be a, whoa, I want to do that too, kind of thing for some of you. And for some of you, you might go, I don't get it, and might be a little afraid of it. And others of you will have many other different experiences. I'm not trying to convince anybody of anything. I am not trying to encourage anybody of doing channeling or being a channel or trying to channel. And I'm not trying to convince anybody of my way or my guides, who are called the Quantum Council of Light, what they are here to bring forth. I am just sharing my own personal experience and what my journey has been and what some of the people that have awakened to their own spirituality, their own guides that are wanting higher information beyond their dimensional plane, which is obviously where all of us live as human beings and our consciousness is here. This is a very conscious conversation. So I am going to take you on a journey today. And what I want to share is that channeling is where you connect, you're so aligned that information from higher realms literally come through you. Some of you might have experienced this as just a moment of just a dropping down of wisdom, and you took that wisdom and the doors opened. Some people call it intuition. Other people call it divine wisdom. The athletes call it being in the zone, exactly where to go, who to pass to. You jump up and do a layup, or you throw the ball, or whatever sport. I'm mixing a lot of sports. You hit the puck. These are ways that when you're in your genius, and every single person has a opportunity to channel. Now, understanding channeling, I've been doing this work for over 25 years. I have to actually find the date of it. I think it was 96, 97, somewhere around there. You've heard my story of how I moved from Chicago to California. If you haven't heard that story, it's on episode 1 on the Desire Factor podcast. Once I got to California and I met that woman, Melanie, that said to me, you create your own reality. And then I said, how? And she said, you're either repelling things or attracting things to you based on the way you think. And that was where she started with me. Because of course, it's more than just what we think. It's what we say. It's what we feel. It's what we believe. It's what we perceive. It's how we act from that energy. It's all about energy. And so that was my teacher, Melanie, her way of getting in, making me more conscious of something. With that, I then started paying attention to my thoughts. Now, a lot of people I've had start with their words, because a lot of times what we say, we don't even realize what we say. How you go into spirituality or energy work or channeling or intuitive work or self-love work or personal development work, whatever you want to call it, it's returning home to yourself. And channeling is a way for me to return home to myself and receive higher, non-three-dimensional, higher wisdom. And so I've opened up to my channel first by watching my thoughts and shifting my thoughts from lack to abundance, because when I got into a place of being in abundance, that's when I could hear the higher wisdom. When someone is in lack, they can't. You're out of alignment. That's why in the Desire Factor, it talks about the principle of alignment. I'm going to have the council themselves, because I am a channel, come through and speak in a few episodes on each of the subjects in the Desire Factor, freshly recorded for this podcast, never been released anywhere before. And that's going to be coming up. But I also want to set it up of who are they, so that when you hear them, you understand who they are. Because, like I said, some people don't get it. I've literally had people I love and respect. I've given them a session and then offered to give them a session again. And they're like, I thank you, but I don't get it. And it doesn't hurt my feelings. It's not about me and it's not about the council, because then I have other people that literally will be, hello, listening to this podcast because they love Christy and the council. It helps them stay in a higher light. They get it. So those are some that will get it and some that won't get it. And wherever you are, there's no judgment. Again, sharing my own personal story. So channeling. When I started working with Melanie, I started going back and changing my thoughts. And then I literally became addicted to Melanie. And I started going and seeing her almost once a week. As much as she could see me, I wanted to see her. And so she started getting me to listen to these meditation tapes. And these meditation tapes were from Orin and Daben, channeled by Sanaa Roman and Dwayne Packer. They've been around since the 80s. One of the first publicly and for profit channeled beings. They created Luminescence. She had me listen to these tapes and I didn't get it. I didn't understand channeling. I just thought it was a woman and a man doing these voices. What she said to me one day is she wanted me to go and get meditation, basic meditation. And I went, and that's why I worked with Carol. She taught me how to open up to being a healer and open up my energy centers. And I didn't realize what I was opening up at that time. But then right after that, I took Awakening Your Light Body from Melanie. We were as a class taking this Awakening Your Light Body that was channeled information from Orin, from Sanaa, and Dwayne Packer for Daben. And something in me just opened up. It was around that time that Melanie said to me, "You're a channeler." And I looked at her and I go, "I have no idea what you're saying. I have no idea what you're talking about. What is that?" And she said, "Well, it's what Sanaa and Dwayne do. What's what I do?" Oh my gosh. I have so many stories of her. I don't even know if she's still alive. I tried to reach out to her a couple of times and I need to write her a letter because her phones aren't working. Cause I would love to reach out to her now to just say, "Oh my gosh, this experience from the time it started with her, when she said, you're a channeler, she saw something that I didn't even know existed." Anyway, so I started my channeling experience, meaning I was just in the receiving mode of the channeling. I would watch Melanie channel her guides and in the middle of doing a process or a meditation. And I started listening to more Orin and Daben meditations and doing light body. And I went to an Awakening Your Light Body graduate, because I had graduated. So it was an in-person in Asheville, Oregon, cute little town in Oregon. I drove up there with Rebecca. I haven't talked much about Rebecca, but when I started going to see Melanie around that time, she introduced me to an energetic spiritual therapist, which I needed. And so I ended up spending sometimes 3 days a week in Rebecca's office. And it was face-to-face. And I saw something so different in her. I saw she introduced me to my inner goddess. And I mean, I was healing so much between the two of them. It was like, I would always say that Melanie would blast me with light. And then the human part of me that couldn't handle the light that was still in the darkness, I would go work all that stuff out with Rebecca. So I had this dynamic duo. And I didn't have a lot of friends around me at the time. I lived in Northern California. So it was just a dedicated time. I even quit my job and I wasn't doing anything but working on myself. My credit was good and stuff like that for a means to be able to do this, because I was $60,000 in debt at the time as well, and more overweight than I've ever been in my life. To be able to pay for this, because I had good credit, I would go get loans out at the bank. So I had no money, didn't have a job. I had $60,000 in credit card debts. It wasn't like it was a loan or a mortgage. It was credit card debts. And they like to call all day, every day, several of them. It's horrifying. That's where I came from. And I had no friends, living in a strange room in a house. Granted, that area was beautiful. And I would go walk. I was in walking distance to go to see Rebecca. They were up the hill from me. I would drive to Rebecca's house, and I remember thinking through the neighborhood I was driving, Oh my gosh, I would love to live in a house like that. It wasn't much, but it was a cute little house. And I want to live in a house like that. I want to have my own cute little house. And so planting seeds like that, but this was my time. And I went to a graduate in person. I actually saw Saneeya channeling Orin. And I saw Dwayne channeling Daben. And it was super powerful. I'll never forget because it was the day that my sister committed suicide. I was at this conference with Rebecca and Melanie and Rudy, Melanie's husband. And we were talking a lot about my sister on a Monday morning because it was a Memorial Day weekend. Memorial Day on, it was May 25th. It was 8 o'clock in the morning. We started the meditation. And the first meditation was creating a healing space for someone that you care about. And I knew my sister was going through a hard time. And I was there in this weekend, and Melanie and Rebecca knew that my sister was having a hard time. So when we went to go set the healing space, I set it for my sister. And then because Rebecca and Melanie were so intuitive and so open, channels themselves in different ways. There's many forms and ways of channeling. When that came through for that healing, I saw my sister in this bubble of light. They then added their healing spaces to my sister. I'm in the middle of meditation. I didn't ask them to do that. They didn't see. I didn't tell them who I was going to work with. I was just working with it. And then one by one, Rebecca added her energy to that bubble of light for my sister. And then so did Melanie. And Melanie and Rudy were sitting far away from us. Rebecca was sitting right next to me. So we did that healing space. And the whole rest of the way home from Oregon to Sacramento, because that's where I was living, Rebecca dropped me off at home. And then she had to drive to San Ramon, which was about another hour and a half away from Sacramento. The minute I walked in the door in Sacramento, I was living with my former husband at the time, but at that time he was my boyfriend. It was his house in Sacramento. And I walked in the door, the phone rang. And that was my mom talking to Mike. And then Mike hands me the phone. He starts grabbing onto me. And I'm like, what are you doing? Get off. And my mom says, she did it. And I said, she did what? And she said, she committed suicide. Your sister. And I just dropped to my knees. And I immediately, there was no cell phones at that time, or rarely did people have cell phones. I couldn't get a hold of Rebecca. And I couldn't get a hold of Melanie because they were still traveling back. And I just cried and cried and cried. And at the same time, there was a peace that came over me because I set a healing space for her and got the help of Melanie and Rebecca. So that was part of a channeling experience and having that. When you channel, when I channel, you access higher realms by connecting with high-level guides, or some call it your higher self, who has to step down from their high vibration. So they step down their energy to be in receiving mode so that the human can receive. Well, on the other end, the human being needs to step up their vibration, have such a high vibration that they can even receive the guidance. So all these years that I've been working on myself and moving from a mindset of lack to abundance and really being able to transform and heal those old imprints and all of that stuff, that's what I've been doing, is I've been raising up in a higher light quotient, rising up into a higher vibration, a higher frequency. And they, the council, were able to step down their vibration. And in one aspect, if you will, one day, the council came through me. And I want to share this video, which you can see the video in its entirety. It's incredible to actually watch the video. But I already recorded this information on how I started channeling when the council themselves actually came in. So I want to play that clip. If you want to see the video, you actually can go to thedesirefactor.com/channel, channel, thedesirefactor.com/channel. And you can actually see that video and see me actually channeling the council. So we're going to go to that as a clip, and then I'm going to come right back.
What came through was, don't give your power away to healers or anybody else. So don't give your power away to me. Did you feel this for me? Right? So that was very clear for you to come in. Feel that. That was the exact words. Don't give your power away to teachers or anybody else. That includes me.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So come within your own body, within your own feelings, and okay, hang on. Helma, what they're showing me is a tendency to go out and gather. Can you heal me? Can you fix me? Can you, you know, validate for me is the word they just used, where it's like, bring it all back in to you. I'm feeling this way. I'm feeling off here. I'm feeling this. I'm feeling that. You're talking too fast to me. Hang on. Okay. Slow it down, please. All right. All right, there's so many channels happening right now for you. But the biggest thing that they're telling me when I'm getting the picture and I'm hearing auditory wise is that, well, say it, tell me how you want me to say it to her, please. There's no need to focus on any problems because you don't have any problems. And the focus on the problems creates the problems. What if you were healed and whole and could live the rest of your life happy?
Okay. Thank you. Own it. Okay.
Your mind, I'm speaking through Christy now because just easier to direct channel than have her interpret. So as humans, most of you want to take what your mind tells you and make it into a problem. There really are no problems, just your mind telling you that there is a problem. And by the way most of you humans were raised, you were told by the people that raised you, cared for you, that if your behavior was not as they wished or hoped it to be, that you were a problem. Older generations also spoke of the problems. There is no problems. None of you have any problems. The perception is that there is a problem. So choose in this moment to tell yourself, I do not have problems. I choose to not focus on problems, and I am free. I choose to be joyous no matter what. I choose to be in perfect health no matter what. no matter what circumstances or situations, no matter the mind chatter or the thought forms that appear, I'm going to accept and say, perfect. There are no problems. If I feel something inside of my body that feels like a pain, instead of letting my mind tell me, oh, this is a problem, I just focus on what part of my body is wanting some love, and I bring in light and love for that part of my body. If I perceive something in my life, whether it be financial, having to do with another person, like a significant other, either having one or not, any health or condition of my body, I will only send love to those parts, knowing that all the things that I feel are a problem are just areas of my soul that are wanting to experience love. And I will allow myself to fill myself with love and expand into love. There are no problems. You are in a body, on a planet, being suspended by nothing but time and space. There are no problems, only what your mind tells you. And the mind only knows what it knows because it knows. But you are bigger than your mind. The divine in you that is your life is bigger than any problem. Anything in the world that you are wanting or desiring or not wanting are points of pain that you have inside you as a human, because if you truly were an open, healed human being, a vessel for divine to come through and create, you would just want love to flow in and out. Pure devotion to that connection of love, for that is who you are. Nothing more. You are not a problem. You don't have a problem. And each one of you are sacred beings. That's it for now.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's never happened to me before. Like, they just took over like that. Wow.
Thank you, Christy.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you. It was a whole other level of experience for me to just be able to, I mean, I hear them, I see them, I get pictures, but that was just a full, complete, I don't even know half the stuff they said. I just feel grateful that I got to be the channel for it. So I'm going to at least, thank God it's recorded. I'm very emotional right now because that's never, I'm expanded by that. Oh, I'm so grateful. Going back to the, where we started the call in gratitude. See what gratitude can.
That's probably why it just went through you. We were all in gratitude.
It was like, I mean, I've never, they were so multi, like, I'm like, and they were like, move over. Like I couldn't keep up with the consciousness flow. So they were just like, all right, little one, move out of the way. Oh my God. I'm so excited that all of you got to witness the first time I actually channeled that.
Oh, wow.
That was beautiful.
I'm going to end Carmen and Lucy.
That was amazing, Christy.
Was.
And your voice changed and the cadence was slower and the pronunciation was a little different.
Honestly, I couldn't be more grateful that it happened with all of you in this space. I just want to thank all of you because, you know, it's like as you're receiving the gifts, I'm receiving the gifts too. And that was just such a tremendous gift.
Wow, right? Crazy. When I watch that, when I hear that, it's still like, whoa, it's insane for me, but yet it's not because it's literally, I started this podcast saying that I learned about channeling through Orin and Daben. I had direct experiences with it. And then years later, about 5 years later, I had already manifested, I got married, was living in my dream home, had my ideal body, had money in the bank. I mean, literally, had everything I wanted and more by applying this information. And it at one point it was like 5 years later, I mean, I was living in that little house and then boom, all of a sudden I was in my dream house. So much happened in my inner world and outer world in that 5 years. And what then happened was, and you might've heard this on different podcasts that I've either been on as a guest or on this podcast, I started figuring that in my career, because I went and saw Terry Cole Whitaker speak, and it was like, I don't have that kind of passion. I want that kind of passion in my career. I realized I didn't have it. So I wanted to cultivate that. And I started to cultivate that. And I started to bring in that energy of passion and purpose, really playing with frequencies and of energy, freedom and purpose. And well, it was that time when I was meditating, because meditating is like, you know, it's the way to get in alignment. By the way, we have series of meditations that are always coming up, or ones that we've done in the past where they're 30 days of meditations, guided meditations that I take you through with the council. And a lot of times they have themes. So we have some really amazing themes that are always coming up, and you can check it out by going to thedesirefactor.com/meditations. So that's another resource for you. But I was meditating one night and the cover of a book showed up and it said Perfect Pictures by Christy Whitman. And I thought, well, that's really interesting. I've never written a book. So I went to bed and was woken up at 1:05 in the morning. And I had this voice in my head that was not my voice starting to talk to me and was telling me everything I was needing to hear at that time. And I couldn't stop it. So I got up and went into my office, put pen to paper, and then I started automatically writing. I talk about that in the video. So you'll see that. I then became a huge fan and follower of Abraham Hicks. I went on a cruise the first time I saw them. I had read their two books before Ask It and Is Given had come out. And then Ask It and Is Given came out, which is a phenomenal book. Everybody needs to read that. And I was just like, wow. And there was an opportunity for me to go on a cruise because a friend of mine, her partner or her, you know, person that she was going to share a room on this cruise, I couldn't go. So I jumped in at the last minute and went, and wow, here's another person. Here's a woman. And at this time, there wasn't a lot of people on that cruise ship. I remember the first actual workshop I went, there was 40 people in the room. And then Ask and It Is Given came out. And then there was like 200, 300, 400. It was crazy to watch that. And it was exciting to watch that. But on this cruise, it was pretty intimate. There was only a couple hundred. Whereas now you go and there's like 1,000. And so it was very intimate. The people that were on this Abraham cruise were all together. And I met some more people that channeled. And it just became something that was all around me. And I always just accepted it. And so I became an author. That book channeled through me 105 every night for 7 days. And I got it published. And that's where my story began. I started speaking in spiritual bookstores and churches. But it all started because I channeled a book. And then when I was coaching, I was channeling, sharing with people where to go and what to do. And so I've always channeled. And now I'm doing it first person channeling, because like I said, there's lots of different ways that people can channel. For me, the counsel comes through. I invite them into my consciousness, keeping my energy up as high as I possibly can. And they come through, and the wisdom and the healing and the energy, and I mean, the love that just comes through, it's amazing. So I wanted to share this with you. They are high ascended beings, beings of light, that are here to just assist humanity, to help those that are ready for this information, that want to awaken to your light and love body and get out of your pain and trauma body. And even those of you that are happy, make each aspect of your life, you know, thrive and feel amazing, as they say. So this is channeling, and this is who the council is. You're going to get some information the next couple of episodes about them talking about money and celebrating life and relationships and light solutions of what's happening on the planet, as well as we continue this podcast, many more other topics by them. So I wanted to do a formal introduction. You'll hear me. I have a very different voice. I sound a little British. Some people said I sound British. Some people say there's an Australian thing in there. Some people say South Africa. It's just the way their tonality of the energy comes through my voice when I'm channeling them. So that's how you know it's the council or if it's me, Christy. So I hope you enjoy it. This is what channeling is. I'll get more into it as we continue other episodes, but I just wanted to set that up as meet the council and who they are and what channeling is. And again, you could go to thedesirefactor.com/channel, channel, to see the video in its entirety. Thank you so much for listening. Appreciate you. Have an amazing day. Thank you for being part of my community.